American Language Course, Book 25, Tape 3C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 3C. Look at Figure 1. In this figure, you will use the conjunctions so, yet, and nor to form compound sentences. Listen to two sentences and then join the two sentences by writing the conjunction in the blank. Then, repeat the new sentence. Look at the first group of sentences. Use the conjunction so in these compound sentences. Remember that so is used to show the result of an action or a condition. After writing the conjunction, repeat the compound sentence.
Number 1. Mary has a toothache. She's going to the dentist. Repeat. Mary has a toothache, so she's going to the dentist. Number 2. The bus was delayed. She was late. Repeat. The bus was delayed, so she was late. Number 3. The dentist gave her an anesthetic. Her mouth is numb. Repeat. The dentist gave her an anesthetic, so her mouth is numb. Number 4. Mary has a cavity. She has to see the dentist. Repeat. Mary has a cavity, so she has to see the dentist.
Now look at the next group of sentences in the figure. Use the conjunction yet in these compound sentences. Remember that yet is used to show a contrast between two actions or conditions.
Number 5. The weather is cold outside. We'll still go swimming. Repeat. The weather is cold outside, yet we'll still go swimming. Number 6. Mark hasn't had any experience. He got the job. Repeat. Mark hasn't had any experience, yet he got the job. Number 7. These tires are expensive. I need to buy them. These tires are expensive, yet I need to buy them. Number 8. He didn't like the book. He read all of it. Repeat. He didn't like the book, yet he read all of it.
Look at the final group of sentences in the figure. Use the conjunction nor in these compound sentences. Remember that nor is used to join two negative sentences, but the second sentence is changed to the affirmative. After writing nor in the sentence, repeat it.
Number 9. The movie wasn't exciting. It wasn't interesting. Repeat. The movie wasn't exciting, nor was it interesting. Number 10. Frank doesn't play tennis. He doesn't play soccer. Repeat. Frank doesn't play tennis, nor does he play soccer. Number 11. I can't eat chocolate. I can't drink coffee. Repeat. I can't eat chocolate, nor can I drink coffee. Number 12. He doesn't have a job. He doesn't have a place to live. Repeat. He doesn't have a job, nor does he have a place to live.
Now turn to figure 2. Listen to a paragraph and write the connectives or transitional words that you hear. All the connectives will be those that indicate a time sequence or a series of events. Write the connectives in the spaces provided in the figure. You will hear the paragraph 2 times. The first time, just listen. The second time, write the connectives. Let's begin.
Last summer, my family and I took an interesting trip from Los Angeles to San Francisco. First, we loaded our car the night before with our suitcases and all the other things we wanted to take along. We made sure we had our camera and plenty of snacks to eat along the way. Then, we took off early in the morning, drove through Los Angeles before the heavy traffic began, and traveled more than 200 miles by 10 o'clock that morning. Next, we stopped for breakfast at a small restaurant along the highway and bought some souvenirs at a gift shop next door. After this, we continued our drive up the beautiful California coast, the blue ocean on our left and the high mountains on our right. We finally reached San Francisco late that night, tired from our trip, but glad we made it.
Now listen to the same paragraph and write the connectives in the spaces provided in the figure.
Last summer, my family and I took an interesting trip from Los Angeles to San Francisco. First, we loaded our car the night before with our suitcases and all the other things we wanted to take along. We made sure we had our camera and plenty of snacks to eat along the way. Then we took off early in the morning, drove through Los Angeles before the heavy traffic began, and traveled more than 200 miles by 10 o'clock that morning. Next, we stopped for breakfast at a small restaurant along the highway and bought some souvenirs at a gift shop next door. After this, we continued our drive up the beautiful California coast, the blue ocean on our left, and the high mountains on our right. We finally reached San Francisco late that night, tired from our trip, but glad we made it.
Now check the connectives you wrote in the figure. Number 1 is first. Listen.
First, we loaded our car the night before with our suitcases and all the other things we wanted to take along.
Number 2 is then. Listen.
Then we took off early in the morning, drove through Los Angeles before the heavy traffic began, and traveled more than 200 miles by 10 o'clock that morning.
Number 3 is next. Listen.
Next, we stopped for breakfast at a small restaurant along the highway and bought some souvenirs at a gift shop next door.
Number 4 is after this. Listen.
After this, we continued our drive up the beautiful California coast, the blue ocean on our left, and the high mountains on our right.
Number 5 is finally. Listen.
We finally reached San Francisco late that night, tired from our trip, but glad we made it.
Thank you. Now look at figure 3. Listen to the dialogues which contain yes, no, or questions and responses. Repeat the questions and responses. Use a rising and then falling intonation for the or questions and a falling intonation for the responses. Number 1.
Did you go to Dallas or Chicago?
We went to Chicago.
Number 2.
Are they moving in or out?
They're moving out.
Number 3.
Would you like cake or ice cream?
I'll have some ice cream.
Number 4.
Does she play the piano or guitar?
She plays the piano.
Number 5.
Is he at home or at work?
He's at work.
Look at figure 4. Here are some more yes, no, or questions and responses. Listen to the yes, no, or questions and give the responses in part B. Don't repeat. Just listen and then answer with the appropriate falling intonation in part B. Number 1.
Will you be stationed in Texas or California?
Number 2.
Are these clothes clean or dirty?
Number 3.
Did the object appear or vanish?
Number 4.
Do you drink coffee or tea?
Look at figure 4 again. This time, read the yes, no, or questions in part A in the dialogues and listen to the answers. Don't repeat. Ask the questions in part A with the appropriate rising and then falling intonation and listen to the answer. Begin. Number 1.
I'll be stationed in Texas.
Number 2.
They're clean.
Number 3.
It quickly vanished.
Number 4.
Coffee is fine.
Now turn to the last figure in this tape. Listen to some statements and questions and select the correct answers. You will hear each question once. Number 1.
It's so cold she doesn't have any feeling in her fingers.
What's wrong with her fingers?
Number 2.
Mr. Cook looked briefly at the report.
What did Mr. Cook do?
Number 3.
Linda took some aspirin for her headache.
Why did she take some aspirin?
Number 4.
The doctor gave the man a shot so he wouldn't feel the pain.
What did the doctor give the man?
Number 5.
Ms. Green has an appointment with the dentist tomorrow.
What kind of appointment does she have?
Number 6.
Bill is getting a filling today.
Why is he getting a filling?
Number 7.
The pool is about a block from our house.
Where is the pool?
Number 8.
The money has vanished.
What happened to the money?
Number 9.
My brother can't stand the hot weather.
What does this mean?
Number 10.
John is going to be delayed.
What does this mean?
Number 11.
The car is falling apart.
What's happening to the car?
Number 12.
She commented about the magazine article.
What did she do?
Now check your answers on the answer page for this tape. This is the end of tape 3C, book 25.